Hey everybody, it's your girl AT, and welcome to another Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. I'm here with Piet.
What's up, my peoples? You know, just doing my thing right here. The same old, same old. We've been drinking, y'all.
Hello, Mr. UL. How are you?
Yes, yeah, I know I'm here with y'all, so I know it is happy hour time. Yeah. So you all are just getting off work, getting ready to pop that bottle open or open up that corkscrew or whatever you're doing to your happy hour to get ready. So what we drinking tonight?
Oh, so we have a new wine, Bellagio. It's Bellagio. A Rosso Dolce.
It is red.
Huh?
We gonna gamble on this wine? Bellagio.
Only 8%, folks. You can only bet 8% because that's how much it is. It is a red wine.
And if y'all ever listen to me, you know 8% is unacceptable.
Well,
I'm just playing. As long as it tastes good. 8% is good. I shouldn't say it's unacceptable. No. You know. But y'all know my ratio rule. You know, it's like when I go to the restaurant, it's the alcohol ratio to price. You know what I mean?
That's higher than eight.
The wine, I'm looking at like 12.
Hold on, I just learned something 13. New. Wait a minute. I just learned something new. Did you say that the strength of the wine, gives you a price rating? Is that what you just said?
I'm talking about alcohol, mostly beer and stuff. You know what I mean? So I guess you are right about that. Wine is a little different because wine is about the taste, the dryness, the wetness, the sweetness, the bitterness, you know, all that stuff, as opposed to just
to just try to look good when I go out, percentage. So I get me a glass of wine. I do actually get some type of attention.
You just trying to look
when I
wine.
Get a glass
You're
of wine.
To be all classy.
But I do know my wines though. I know my red wines, my clear wines. Like I think tonight we're doing the red wine. If I'm not mistaken,
yes.
We're doing the red wine. Red See, wine. I know my wines though. I go out and get a wine, I don't get a wine because I feel like I want a wine today. I get a wine because I'm looking at the bar during my happy hour time and seeing that maybe she'll like me if I get that wine.
Oh, you trying to say what you sipping on?
Yeah, you know, everybody else got beers and strong drinks. You know, let me be different and get a bottle of wine.
Ooh, classy.
And then send one down because it's cheaper.
It is. It can be.
So Mr. UL just trying to get some with his wine intake.
I'm just saying.
As
you know,
a conversation starter.
Yeah, just a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's happy hour time. You know,
I feel
you
that.
Know,
I feel
what
that.
I'm doing.
I'm kind of glad you guys brought that up because, you know, Valentine's Day is upon us.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
So I kind of wanted to talk about some Valentine's Day things. When does Black Panther come out? Is it in time for Valentine's Day?
I think it is. Oh,
is it 12th? Today is the 12th.
It might have come out today.
Did it come out today?
Or Friday?
Was the 14th or the 16th? The 16th.
Oh, so it comes out this Friday. So it misses Valentine's
Day
by a couple
days. February 16th. So, it's this Friday.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
Okay.
I ain't seen black people more excited about something, this Black Panther stuff, than like,
excited about Obama.
I remember they opened up a chicken and waffles, you know what I'm saying? Black folks wasn't as excited about
it. I'll be
this.
Honest, it
Don't
is something.
Obama. Obama got elected, and black folks wasn't as excited. They were like, oh, he all right. You know, he all right, you know, especially the second time.
No, Black Panther
but black folks
important.
Now?
You know,
it's like Black Panther is everything.
You don't miss what you got till it's gone. So,
That's
like,
true.
When we had
That's
a
true.
President that looked like us, that it. Oddly changes things. Like you see yourself
see the world differently.
A little differently.
You know, you see yourself in a power position.
And when you feel, well, not even in a power, but you just see yourself. It does something to you.
So this
is
what Black Panther is doing?
So honestly, to be in the moment that we're in, where we feel like we have to almost fight for our rights again.
Always.
Seeing a king and queen.
I know.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes we put down the fight.
I'm sorry.
But it's something about, this one girl told me, she said, I just can't wait to see us as kings and queens and, you know, untouched.
Superheroes.
And,
that,
right,
the idea on a, like a movie screen so
melanin.
Big and so large.
Yes. And yes. Like a multi-million dollar movie. Mm-hmm. We don't get multi-million dollar movies.
No,
so
don't.
To see us in a Marvel position where we're superheroes, we're kings and queens, we're untouched by outside civilizations, like, we get to see what our people could have created, which is, I think, honestly, it makes us so proud at this moment, and for it to happen in Black History Month, and under certain regimes.
I didn't even think about that. That movie's coming out in the very middle of Black History Month, too. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, genius. That's true. That's true.
Yes. Everything they've done is with the purpose. Like, well, Marvel does not mess up.
It is good to see us, you know, in a positive role, a powerful role, a respected role. In the movie, like you said, that's, you know, probably $200 million to make. You know, like you said, black folks don't get
those. We don't even get rom-coms.
Movies with like $200 million budgets.
And then having us all in it, you know, the name.
All staff by us, directed by us, all this stuff by us. It's awesome. And apparently the ratings on it have been through the roof.
Unbelievable.
It's been great.
I mean, they've already said that they're going to like basically knock out all the competitors.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've already done it off their pre-sales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just off the pre-sales, they've already done it. Hold on. Do you have kind of like a better understanding of the movie? To kind of let everybody understand why they really want to watch the movie?
Well, Black Panther?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a part of this whole Marvel universe. You know what I mean? Yeah. They introduced Black Panther, in a Civil War movie,
yes.
I do believe it was.
Yes.
And, you know, you have the Marvel characters. They've been doing this thing since 2008.
Yes.
I mean,
and
they had a plan.
Kudos to Marvel
because
they made a plan and they have stuck to it.
That is what a production company.
I would say the movies
company.
And stuff. A lot of times, you 10 years into a plan like this, stuff starts to get old. It starts to get tired.
It has not.
I disagree on this one. I feel like the movies themselves have actually gotten better.
Yeah.
And better. And
I
better.
Agree.
You know,
and
like Thor apparently was the greatest.
Thor's the only one we have.
Yeah, that's the only one I haven't seen yet. But apparently that was awesome. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy was awesome.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Spider-Man was great. Did y'all?
Spider-Man was awesome.
I love Spider-Man.
I've actually
Homecoming.
Seen all of it now that you're saying
it.
So I don't know if it's kind of like bad. Oh. Yes, Mr. U-Hell has watched all of them.
Oh, it's good.
I'm all about it.
That's your guilty pleasure.
But I'm on
honey.
Top, though. I'm
you
on top of it, though.
Nerd, right?
What?
You want the cover nerd, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. I love it.
It's cool.
No, but I can't wait. I'm hoping, you know, it's a good... Maybe a good Valentine's Day date, little action. You know, you got Angela Bassett, Lupita.
If they really planned it out like that, I think they really planned it out.
Just
because
saying.
The Valentine's Day, the Black History Month.
You might need
you
some
know,
Bellagio.
Everything else about it. Like, yeah, definitely.
So,
would you say we might need some more of?
Bellagio.
Oh, Bellagio.
That Bellagio was good.
It's quite tasty. It's got a little
very effervescent.
To it.
It's nice.
Yes. Make it say yeah.
You know,
can I please get
I'm ready to
cup,
see.
Please, of what
you sure
drinking.
Can.
Thank you.
So
I'm
what,
ready to go see it. You know, it's going to be good. It's gonna
oh,
be
I'm
good.
Down.
And
every time a commercial comes on, I'm like a 4-year-old. I have to like stop and watch it in awe. I love it.
Wakanda.
So, yeah, I'm willing to pay money for it. I don't usually go to the movies. I'm down. I'm ready to go have a ball. And enjoy. Maybe
people, if you've never supported something before, this is the
this
time
be
that
the
you
moment.
Get a chance.
Like I said, this
that
is
you
Barack.
Get to go support something, or at least just make your girl or your significant other feel good because you took her to the movies.
Okay, so here's my question:
Barack Obama level.
Do
intrigue.
We still like? Do y'all still celebrate Valentine's Day? Is it important?
I mean, I got a woman, so. I guess I do celebrate it. You know, it's kind of if you didn't do anything for Valentine's Day.
P Hat knows that his woman is listening, so he's.
I love Valentine's Day. It's the greatest.
What is,
I guess
what
I'll be more truthful
if,
about
if your
mine.
Girl isn't that into it. Like,
preach
is
well,
it important
you well.
To you?
Valentine's Day is important just because of the fact that everybody doesn't have that ability to express their feelings every day.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, some people need a day.
Some people do need a day. That is a good point.
Just to, you know, just to make it all right.
That's true. That is
and,
true.
And celebrate the time that it
right.
is, you know. So, that's a good way how you can kind of like, you know, get out of trouble.
It is true. If you forget things, having it as a national holiday may help you. Just saying, I didn't think about it from that point.
The way you look at it, you know, it's good to have a day of love where you can celebrate love, and it's not too commercialized and all that. You know,
whatever
you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes the problem that men have with it, I think, is that it becomes this burden
and expectations,
you know, and expectations and all this kind of stuff.
If
you don't
have
all this,
do you like
because you ain't got no?
Do you like being in charge?
That's why.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
No. I'm going to add my two cents in a moment, so go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, just because I don't have a lock and key significant other
yeah.
doesn't mean that I don't have what they would call a significant other.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is it important to her? Like, is it like...
Normally, I would believe that, you know, Valentine's Day is kind of a female thing. Mm-hmm. I would think it's a female thing. And, But like I said, as men, you get a little smarter and realize that if it is a female thing, this is when you, you know, work on your swing. This is kind of like, because you want to make sure that you hit a home run with that swing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so definitely it's important to everybody. I think so, you know, because it's just like everybody's sitting down. Now, that's the problem I have. Like, you know, the expectation, like you were
that
saying.
That is solely your expectation?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. I think it comes on both of us.
Yeah.
Like, I asked my significant other if I could plan this Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Because
that's different.
I had an idea. And I was like, you know what? Because, like, to me, the older I've gotten, Valentine's Day is a day. Mm-hmm. Because right. luckily, because I'm in a relationship where we show it every more day. Than just
right.
one day.
It's not once a year. Right.
So, like, if it's on a Tuesday, I'm right. like, all right, do you?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. When definitely. You come home for dinner, maybe we'll do something special.
Absolutely.
But I feel like I have just as much responsibility. Like, I heard of a girl who got mad because a month in advance, her boyfriend of 6 months hadn't planned anything. And she was like, livid to the point where she was asking and asking. And he was like, I didn't plan anything because we've been dating for like 6 months. Chill out. Well, he kind of ghosted her. See? So, of course, she got upset, got mad, wanted to know why. But she couldn't understand that, like, she didn't plan anything either. And she thought it was unthoughtful of him. To this, not plan.
This
but
is why women don't meet a good man.
That
is a perfect example of that. No,
but they, some of us getting our head. Now, her, I agree. She was crazy. Like,
okay, as long
you,
as we,
she's on that. If it's important to you, I feel like your mate needs to know. Like, if you're dating someone, your girl needs to be like, okay, here are things that are very important to me: my birthday, New Year's Eve, and like. Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Y'all need to have that conversation. Like, anniversaries might not be that big to y'all.
Okay.
You I know? Mean, or, like, your birthday. Okay, she may want dinner, cake. You know, she might say, I want you to go hard on my birthday because mm-hmm. it's my birthday.
I get that.
If you know you got a girl you know? Like that, you better go hard. Exactly. You know what I mean? But if
pick and choose. If yeah.
But I believe that Valentine's Day is both of our responsibilities, just like an anniversary.
But I think historically, I think Valentine's Day is basically for the women. You know,
it's promoted. Show your woman love.
Guys have to, you know, come out the pocket, you know, on a date or whatever. But, you know.
I actually don't feel that way, though.
Okay, how do you feel about it?
It's just the fact that because I know that I am single.
Okay.
And there's a possibility that there's more than one person who actually cares for my Valentine's Day, you know, efforts.
Oh, mm-hmm. that was a very nice way to put that. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you. Okay,
that's beautiful.
Because I know I think this one's going to be hurt.
Mm-hmm. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. And happy
Mystery
Statues
Lady.
Day.
But
happy Valentine's yeah, Day.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I can do that, though.
You can, because he's single.
He's so funny. But just because of that, you know, that's why I'm like, I don't have any problem with it. It's just that, you know, is it so, I don't know. Because it's not like I'm having my cake and eating it, too. I just think it's kind of selfish if you don't want me to get her a card, too.
Well, especially if we're not together. You can't dictate where my love goes.
I'm just saying.
As terrible as that sounds.
I'm just saying.
But it's true.
I don't know.
If, like you said, if we ain't
I like it.
I'm exclusive,
a big love person. I swear.
You do. You get
I'm a big love person. Like, I love it. Like, I'm passionate. And I think that's why I get in trouble sometimes, because I do a little bit more than I'm supposed to.
And you don't mean it in the way that it's received sometimes. Right,
but I just do it because I want to. Like, I like to do this extra thing. Like, if I open the door for you, it's because I like to open the door.
Right.
You know, it's not because you're the one.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
I'm just saying.
I didn't realize how much how low the bar got. Until, like, some guy said a sentence to me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you spoke a whole sentence. So, like, it may be that she hasn't had that door pulled out.
That's bad.
Or opened in, like, years.
Maybe.
So and so you open it, she's like, oh, my gosh, this one reads books.
She's sprung already.
Right. She's already impressed. She might not be sprung, but she's impressed.
spring. I mean, I live to impress people.
You do well.
I think you're supposed to, you know.
Impress yourself.
I really
first.
Don't try to cut corners on that part.
Some days you just gotta make it through.
I don't know, P Hat. How do you? I don't know. I don't think you feel the same way about it.
No. I feel you. Shoot.
Okay. I'm just saying. I like it. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody, because like I really and truly is thinking about. Well, maybe if I leave, right, and I go out of the state
and I run away,
like, you know, I won't be here.
Are you gonna take yourself on a Valentine's Day trip?
No.
No.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Maybe. A renewal.
Because, you know, when the day comes, you know, I might see everybody loving it in the air.
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Right.
And then I might actually be like, okay, I guess I'll. I don't know.
Got to see where it
goes. Maybe I don't get a lot of phone calls. So because I don't get a lot of phone calls, it makes it easier to. No, I don't have that many.
Yeah. Be careful.
It is not like that. It's my understanding of.
You just don't want to make anybody mad.
Yes. That's it.
He is trying to. Make sure all feelings are considered.
That's
beautiful of you.
That's it.
Mr. UL.
That is it.
He's single, ladies. He's always thinking of others.
That's all.
Just saying. So I have a question. Do we still celebrate Side Chicks Day as February 15th?
I guess.
Is that universal?
I think that would always be. Yeah. They get a day now.
They do. They've had one for a while.
Shout out to all my side chicks. So I know it's hard.
Especially if you know you're a side chick and you're cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did get a day.
I always said I'd be a good side chick because I don't need much. I can pretty much do me. But I like being selfish, and, you know, I'm married now, so I like being selfish.
Only take side chick as a negative thing if you think it's negative, you know.
I mean,
it has a bad connotation.
Why?
But every situation is different because some side chicks are, they don't need your man.
I mean, like, we gave one thing? Side chick a definition. Side chick can be an assistant.
I mean, side chicks are helping. Side chicks are helping.
I'm sorry, y'all couldn't see the face I just gave Mr. UL.
He said they could be
an assistant on a resume.
Side chicks. But think about it, though. Think about it. Side chicks is probably helping out the wives out there, right? They're keeping their husband satisfied.
Now,
if y'all can see,
they helping the husband get some stress off. So when he goes stress home relief. To the wife,
nah, they're not helping because
the wife
what you got to go through when you go home,
husband, right?
Yeah, because that's what happens.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Okay, maybe I'm talking about that one.
I get in trouble on that one.
Right, in every situation is different.
Chicks is just
so.
Like I said, you just only negative
assistance.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Y'all
are funny.
What's the definition of a side chick?
A chick on the side. It's like salt and pepper back on the day. I bet you got a chick on the side. Say you got a chick. I bet you got a chick on the side. That's my jam.
But you only have a chick on the side if you've committed to the first one.
True.
To make her feel like there might be someone else on the side.
I'm not saying you have a side chick.
I didn't say I had one. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that.
You're not locking.
Because I think like that everybody needs to, like, you know, understand that maybe they don't see that. That's all I'm just
saying. There are side chicks that know they're side chicks.
You know what I'm saying? You might be a side chick. That's what I'm saying. There you go. You might be a side chick and you're not a side chick. You're not all. Just because the next day you're the one that gets the good morning text.
Right.
That does not mean that you're a side chick. You know, you might be pimping too. Females. I know y'all pimping. Don't even play like y'all not pimping.
They pimping more.
So don't get all emotional and mad because it just so happened that your text is the day after. Just be happy that for 364 days, you can pull off whatever you want to do.
That's no commitment.
Who knew Valentine's was the day people just getting called out? Wow.
Woo! I want everybody to have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I want them to smile.
I want them
to kiss. I want them to try different positions that y'all never tried before.
Mr. UL.
Like, you know, I want it to be good. I don't want to hear nothing negative. You know.
No, it's a day of love.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fact that there's a day when we're supposed to show love to others.
Except
I mean,
they force you to
especially
buy
right now, we might need
we
to.
We still got Christmas and birthdays.
We do still have Christmas and birthdays. Yeah. And you have to be nice.
But
to
I got you,
dope.
Yeah, I got
you. So, wait a minute. So, okay. So, y'all don't mind the you don't love the quote unquote responsibilities that men have or the pressure that's put on them to get, I guess, to get Valentine's Day together and have a plan. But in dating, I heard this thing about us possibly being really lazy. Because back in the day, courting was
Who's lazy? We, when you
say, who's we?
We as a generation. Yes.
Men and female.
Sorry. Okay. We as a generation, male and female. Okay, because back in the day, courting was like this big thing. You know, like I'm a boy who is of age to court a young woman, possibly for marriage. For the girl, it was, I am of age to court this or to be courted by this boy. And it was like a big deal for him to come, ask you out, take you out. But nowadays, we just text and Netflix and chill. Okay. So, like, the datingness gets blurry.
Is datingness a word?
I don't know. I like to make up words, y'all.
Okay. Context clues.
Like, I put words in papers that I make up.
So, the datingness.
So, the datingness of it all. Have we gotten, like, lazy? Because literally all it is now a text. Hey, you want to come over and watch a movie on Netflix and chill?
Well, I mean, it's cheaper.
It is quite definitely
cheaper. Yeah. I guess it's what you make it, though. You know, if that's what you like to do, if it's romance,
don't take my ignorance.
And you want to, like, watch a romantic movie on TV or just watch an adventure movie or something like that.
Yeah, you got to still make it something. Like.
Make a little dinner and all that kind of stuff and you do something
make it
together,
a date.
You know, yeah, make it a date or whatever. That's fine. You know, it's to each his own.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of men get caught up in a trap where it's like, I got to buy her this piece of jewelry. I got to take her out to the most expensive place, $100.
It is a trap.
And all that kind of stuff. And that's where men start to resent that stuff. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
oh, yeah, when you feel like you have to.
Now I'm going to drop $400, $500 on this chick just to make her happy. Otherwise, she's going to be mad at me because I didn't do enough.
See,
that's where we start to get
caught. I'm mad at you, or I am so mad at the individual that tells himself that if I didn't, because I gave her $500, like her happiness comes out of my $500.
Yeah.
I work hard for my dollar.
I sure do.
So does she.
Right. So that means it's supposed to go both
ways. That's
where
the resentment comes in, where it's like, oh, now I got to go buy you this, you know, diamond or whatever, because corporations told me to. You know, that's what I don't know.
I mean, the TV does help.
Mm-hmm. Especially on Valentine's Day.
Society and with significant others hang around each other's.
Yes.
They like to talk, you know, amongst each other's and they're helped as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people who are constantly asking.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, like, society like takes over and time changes. You know, at one point in time, one thing was more important than the other. As it continues, it's going to fade. So, you know, I think that's just kind of the case. Because
people always have questions for
but
what are you doing?
But you can be great.
Next?
Like, all right, dude, like if you out here and you trying to just do the Netflix thing, you can be great.
You can.
Just get like a candle. Get like one of the Febreze candles. Like you can put it up on the dresser and then you just put it there. And then get like your stand lamp, the lamp that you use on the computer desk.
I feel like I need like slow.
You know what I'm saying? Just you gotta like make it more than just you just press and play.
Yeah.
Make it you
make
know
it special.
Make your bed up that day.
Mm-hmm.
If you wasn't gonna make your bed up before because you think you were gonna mess it back up, just make it up that day.
Yeah.
And then have the candle. And then what when you press play, if you don't get hit in the morning, she not the one for you.
I almost took a sip right before you said that, and I almost spit it out all over the table.
True. You know, you got to show effort. You know what I mean? That's what it's more about.
That's all it is.
It ain't about spending
effort.
A bunch of money.
It's effort. I like that
it
word.
Ain't about, yeah, you know
hashtag
what I mean? It ain't
effort.
About,
but
yeah.
In that, your girl also needs to understand where you are. Like, I can't expect you to pay for $500,000, you know, dollar whatever, for bling bling something, when I know both you and I are saving and trying to build something together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, for me, I don't care if we go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I love a date night. Don't get me wrong. I would rather have a spontaneous date night.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, like, the
plan it out and
it's
stuff.
Valentine's Day and I'm supposed to.
Exactly. That's
I would
I like
much rather
either.
Do something kind of
to do
creative.
This today. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Like today I'm bringing you flowers and candy because people think women only like flowers and candy. Because
that guy in the commercial told me to.
But and I went to Walgreens.
Some people. I just said, like I said,
but sometimes if you know your woman, And your woman loves that flour and candy?
You shouldn't have a problem. Right?
Done. Yeah. My husband could take me to Burger King. That's I just want a crown.
You can set yourself up. You can either like work out and be great or get in trouble. It can work out in your favor or
you got to know your girl. You got to know if she's one that wants that day. You got to drop $100 on her. And if you're not cool with that, then you need to pull her aside and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. She needs to understand with them the way your bank account is set up.
Well, you can't just put out a number and say $100 well, like that.
But you know what I'm saying. You know if your girl wants you to drop them dollars.
But I'm a $20 dropper. So, you know.
And I'd be fine with it. Like, depending upon if you, like you said, effort. If you put in some effort and like. You take me to Burger King, let's say. Now, ladies, I'm not saying I'm this easy all the time, but I'm just saying. Make it, you know, it'd be like, Wednesday. Hey, I get off of work. You get off of work. Come on, I'm going to kidnap you. I'm going to snatch you up after I get home. All right, cool. We go to Burger King. Hey, let me get a crown for my lady. Maybe we park in the parking lot, listen to some good tunes, eat our burgers, spend some time together. That's the effort. I don't need him to drop $100, but that is me.
What's a crown?
Huh?
The whole time you said he'll order a crown.
The Burger King crown.
The crown.
Oh,
you know, a little cardboard crown you put together and then they put it on your head like a Burger King.
Oh, I love a Burger King crown. Make you feel like a queen, boo.
You know the Burger King crown?
I have never had one of those crowns.
Oh, wow.
Mr. UL. There's going to be a day I'm going to kidnap you.
But
we're going to go get crowns.
But I always had said, I remember when they was having this big competition with who makes the best fries.
Oh.
And I definitely was like, I was down for Burger King winning. That didn't work out like it was supposed to.
Burger King used to be good back in the day. I remember they switched their fries.
I still like their burgers.
Their burgers taste way better to me.
I don't eat beef or pork.
Oh, well, they're good.
Okay. Yeah.
They're good.
Flame broiled.
Like the chicken. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're not too lazy, but okay, I'm kind of curious. So, Mr. UL, you are single.
Yes.
What do you look for in a mate? And what are your non-negotiables? I'm kind
of
curious.
Well, first of all, I love how you keep saying that I'm single.
I'm just saying, Mr. UL, where can we find you?
You know, at www.uniquelegacy.com. You see how, like, you're already ready when someone says it?
Yes.
At @uniquelegacy_UL1. You know, just those things, just kind of like you'll always be ready. Because, like, if you're always ready, you never have to prepare.
Exactly. True that.
Live by it.
Always just be straight ready. But I'm sorry. Back to your question.
That was a Mr. UL tip.
That was. Ding. Sorry, I did that.
So,
just the tip.
What do you look for in a mate?
Uh-huh.
And what are your non-negotiables? Like, both of you. I'm kind of curious.
Oh, what do I look for, mate? Now?
Being grown.
Now. Because before was definitely.
Oh, Lord, yes. Before.
You know, and then being green on
before
top of that.
Before was just freak joint.
Not even that. It was just like, you know, even being like green, not knowing situations. But now being a little bit wiser. What do I look for in a mate? Like,
And like, what are your non-negotiables? Like, what is the stuff that's like, I'm never going to do again?
Well, I guess first, like, independency, you know, showing that you have your own independency, showing that, you know, you don't need me. You can definitely be like, nigga, I don't need you. And then you just know that it's for the dick. So it's like, I like that. You know, I like that aggressiveness that comes back. I like ambition. I like strong women that I know that can, like, handle a situation if I'm not able to do it.
Now, is that just a chick, or is that like your girl?
Nah, I mean, like, that's period. Like,
okay,
I mean, I date or I meet women or I talk to them to hopefully, you know, find that one that's gonna fulfill, you know, the things that I have or my little, you know, nits and nats is saying that what I think you need to have. But no, like, that ambition and aggression, that piece right there, just having that, you know, and being independent for yourself, like, I'm down.
Okay.
Like, non-negotiables.
Because I was like, you know, we all have something that, like, either we've dealt with in the past. We're like, oh, I'm never doing that again.
What is a non-negotiable?
Or, oh, my gosh, I can't stand by somebody who just.
Well, I used to have one because I used to be like, if you had a child, like, I would just had a hard time
you weren't
with
there.
That. And, like, I wasn't there. But, like, I've opened up to that.
Okay. That comes with age, I think.
Yeah, I understand life a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I like kids.
Yeah.
You know, so. But non-negotiable.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You dumb. I can't be with you. If you...
I'd say if you had no drive.
If you got nobody, that's what I was my next thing about to say. If you got no drive and don't have no want to do anything,
like
no
if
ambition,
you just feel like you deserve something and you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Or you want something, but you're not willing to work for it. Like, I can't stand by with that.
Well, that's just life. That part right there is life.
And that's friends. That's a non-negotiable of my life.
Like,
I'm going to help you as I can, but I can't want it more than you.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's life. But if you feel like you deserve something and you didn't do anything.
I don't like chicks who try to make you jump around in their prescribed box. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fit these 50, you know, checklist of 50 things, you can't be with me. And I'm just like, get out of here with that nonsense. You know, if I got to check
everybody has the
50
checklist.
Boxes, that's
I don't
fine
like
and everything.
Dudes that
but if
do
it's going to be something like that, and if you don't hit every single last checkbox, we can't be together. We're going to have issues. I don't want to be with you. You know
but
what
I'm
saying?
Say
you got to accept me
for
who I am.
Everybody does.
You got a checklist and stuff, but I mean, sometimes you got
to
be a little flexible.
But when
you know
it's to the
saying?
Point
like,
that it's detrimental to what you want, like no one can win.
Or if you got to be jumping around in a little box, feel like I'm on eggshells and all that kind of thing.
Like he only
can
be this tall. He only can make this much money. He only wears suits.
And
he
as you get older, it just starts to change.
But some women don't.
Because you don't want to die by yourself.
I can't stand no shallow
gold
digging.
And I'll admit, some men don't either. Mm-hmm. Like this goes both ways.
It does. It always goes both ways.
A lot of what you want sometimes is like, so specific, you don't leave anybody room to be themselves.
Exactly, to be yourself. I don't like that. You know, when you
I
got
have to
specific
be
specific 18 things you need, and I'm just like,
no,
I
mean, that's
don't.
Why we do have the happy medium. I mean, we do. Exactly. I mean, so going in there, you do have to have a happy medium.
You do.
So
everybody has stuff.
Line,
you know,
which is why I'm against sometimes with these certain holidays like Valentine's Day, when like the instructions of how the day is supposed to be. You know what I mean? But it depends on how you look at it. It can be positive, and I can, like I said, you don't have enough time to spend with your mate, so now here's the day.
Right.
Everybody fully understands the next day you're supposed to come in either walking sideways, trying to recover over the night.
Really?
Because they know that it was Valentine's
Day. It was the
day
of love.
They were doing the same thing. Everybody's supposed to be coming in talking about what they want to talk about.
It was a great night.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of that thing right there, but you know.
And you know, so I kind of wanted to say for our motivational moment, you know, in the midst of all this love and all of this, you know, melanin popping on Black Panther, I'm so excited. Sorry, I had to bring it back. I'm so ready. Don't forget to be good to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big advocate of self-love, so I opened a spa because I wanted to make sure people took care of themselves. You know, if you don't pour into you, you can't help anybody else. And you can't be the mate that somebody else needs you to be if you don't take care of yourself. It's not selfish. It's not. You got to take care of you. Like, you know, you can't give your kids all of you if you don't take care of you. If you got a cold and you're sick, you can't help anybody. So I just wanted to say, take care of you.
Truth.
Take care of each other. And love.
Yes, love.
Amen to that.
I don't know. Anything y'all want to add in our motivational take care of yourself? Be
no,
good
I'm,
to yourself?
I'm definitely down with that.
Are you guys
part.
Good to yourselves?
Just do it.
Do you take care of yourself?
I definitely try to take care of myself now.
You
definitely.
Do?
Are we going X-rated here? What are we talking about taking care of myself?
No, I'm...
What are we talking about over here?
I'm not talking about... I mean, but maybe that's
the
way you do.
What about the kids? What about the kids
I'm
listening?
Just saying, I will put...
What?
You know.
I'm just playing.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Take care of myself.
And that could be however you see it. I'm just saying, I like spas. So, like, I know every once in a while, I like getting a pedicure.
Yes.
Or I'm not one of those girls who have to do it, like, every month. That's a lot. My nails break way too much for that, but
wow,
I can, you know, like every once in a while, I like a massage, you know, I know you've started working out, taking care of yourself a little bit better this year already.
Absolutely. I mean, since we're on a motivational tip, you know, just cause I just was thinking about us taking care of each other.
you know, I normally don't try to put my family into to the topics of the show and stuff like that. But I had it because I really like thought about this. Okay, mm-hmm. So, you know, about 2 years ago, my grandmother passed away, and my aunt, which would that would be her mother, she was taking care of her, and she passed away. Of course, my grandmother passed away, and my aunt, you know, kind of just like went into this hole. Like she just gave up on life. She chose to just like just give up. She didn't want to do anything. And here it is 2 years later. She's over a sibling's house, and she can barely move, like on the main floor, and need help to move up and down the stairs because she has reached what they would call obesity level. And as you all already know, my little brother just passed away, and I remember how that felt, where I had to choose whether I was going to like give up or I was going to turn it into something positive. And so far, like, I've been at the gym consistently, like every day.
You have.
I've watched my brand, Unique Legacy, www.uniquelegacy.com, grow. And I've done some photo shoots. Like, I've talked to different people. I just decided that I was just going to, you know, make it positive. I wasn't going to let it defeat me. And then also because I always feel like my little brother's watching me. Even, like, when he was here, like, I thought he was, like, in a crack somewhere, like, watching me. I kind of felt, you know, so but now knowing
you
that
had a push,
sees, you know what I'm saying?
And you didn't even know, you know.
Yeah.
Because you never know when people are watching.
No.
And you never know who is watching. It may be some kids you never met.
Hey.
But he sees what you're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, now, definitely, I have to, like, you know, make sure I fulfill those things.
That expectation is high.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I got you.
Yeah.
P-Hat, you been taking care of you?
I mean, for the most part, I'm pretty simple. I'm just not that complicated of a
drinking
dude.
Drinking your water.
You know, I drink my water. I need to work out more. If you mean on a physical level, I can definitely work out a little bit more. I just been trying to push myself. I don't have that motivation. Like, I mean, I got the motivation to do it, but I don't have the discipline like I want. You know what I mean? Okay.
So
that's where I need
to
take care of myself.
It,
I just need to, like,
we'll get you a partner.
Make my list.
Get him to do it,
make
y'all.
My list, you know, and stick to it. If I'm gonna work, if I say I'm gonna work out at 8 a.m, do it.
Do it.
I'm notorious for coming up with some excuse.
Who wants to hear about P-Hat's progression,
late.
Y'all?
I gotta do that. I gotta do this.
You might need some encouragement, y'all.
You know what I mean? So, but that's my thing.
Life,
I need the encouragement so I can take care of my dang old self.
Yes, sir.
For real. You know, but outside of that, you know, I'm pretty simple. I mean, I take care of myself when I come home. I don't think about work.
Yeah.
You know, I separate those two things and I relax and I give myself my me time. You know, I take care of my wife. I do all that kind of stuff, you know, but I'm a simple dude. It's easy to take care of me because I just don't care that much. Like, I don't know. That's a bad thing. I shouldn't say it like that.
You like
your,
to chill.
Your concerns
but,
are not as high.
Yeah,
as
you know what I mean? I'm one of the people that's kind of always kind of happy and stuff.
I got
you know, I don't really
very
let the ills of the world get me down. So that's how I kind of take
that's
care
accurate.
Of myself.
Okay.
You know, I'm kind of living the moment, you know, kind of type deal.
And there's benefits to that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There is.
You know,
to
I'm
live
simple.
In the
I feel
moment.
Like I'm a little shallow sometimes, or maybe I'm not that deep like I should be. Like, I feel like I'm not deep enough sometimes. Because,
I feel like you have layers like an onion.
Yeah.
Or
you know,
a parfait.
But sometimes them layers
ooh,
are even hidden from
kinda,
myself. You know what I'm saying?
Too.
I feel like I need to go out and do stuff so I can, like, figure out some of them layers that are underneath and whatnot.
Only you
ooh.
Know that, boss.
Like,
2018
that, you know what
exploration.
I mean?
Only you knew that, boss.
You know?
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
time to explore
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm so simple. Sometimes I'm just content just doing nothing.
Sometimes.
All the time. Like, real talk. But, you know, that's just me as who I am.
You know.
It is what it is.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Thanks for sharing a little happy hour with us. Thanks again to Bellagio Rosso Dolce.
Shout out to our wine distributors.
With your 8%.
All
thank
the wine
you so
distributors.
Much.
8%. I need to step up that percentage game, y'all.
Always
step
one.
Up the percentage game.
We'll keep searching.
Keep
y'all let us know and what you're drinking, and we hope you have a great Valentine's Day. Don't forget to show yourself some love and take care of you. We'll see you guys next time. Cheers.
Cheers. I love
you. All right, my people.
Get back at you.